One. We're gonna lock the door.
Oh, hey, John. Hurry up.
Get in here, Franny. All right.
Am I the last one in the door?
You're the last one in the door.
Amazing.
The last of 399 people filing nomination papers for the fall election was Edward Frommey. He's a member of the Constitution Party and one of four candidates running for Secretary of State. The other is Robert Lorge. He describes himself as a country lawyer who wants to get ordinary people back in politics. Lorge decided to run because of alleged illegal campaign activity by state legislators.
My brother's running for governor. I'm running for Secretary of State. And the people at the Capitol have just gotten out of hand with dirty money, dirty politics.
Robert Lorge was there with his brother Bill. He's a former state senator known for his Elvis hairdo and wants to be known as a maverick candidate who will clean up state government.
And all types of major issues can be accomplished much easier once the special interests are out of the picture. And Elizabeth, you know, right? Why is Daddy running for governor?
Because he's kicking the special interests out.
Bill Lorge is one of three Republicans challenging incumbent Scott McCallum. The governor also faces the same number of Democratic opponents and seven other candidates of various parties. Nearly 400 people filed for that and other statewide offices, along with seats in the U.S. Congress and state legislature. But State Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says they expected more candidates. That's because redistricting opens up seats, giving challengers to incumbents a better chance. Others had also predicted the Capitol caucus scandal would bring out more candidates.
Some people might even say that the cloud that hung over the Capitol because of the caucus scandal may have discouraged people from participating. Certainly a lot of people who stepped out of politics were taking that position that maybe it wasn't what they wanted anymore.
12 members of the state assembly are not running for re-election. Two Republican leaders who are, Scott Jensen and Stephen Foti, face opponents in the September primary. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.